ranked one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries on UWM today. Here's the host, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor of University Relations.
Milwaukee may still have a reputation for brewing a lot of beer, but here's a fact that may surprise you. Today, more people are employed in the film industry in our city than at all of the breweries combined here. Filmmaking is a big business, generating over $1.5 billion in annual sales in the greater Milwaukee region alone. And the film industry is growing at double the rate of overall employment here. UW-Milwaukee plays a special role in this sector of our economy. The film department at UWM's Peck School of the Arts has been named one of the top film programs in the world. On this edition of UWM Today, we focus on filmmaking here in Milwaukee. Our guests are Rob Yeo and Steve Wetzel. Rob is stepping down from his role as department chair at UWM's film department, a role he's been in the past 21 years, and Steve has been selected to take over this stellar program. Gentlemen, welcome to both of you. And Rob, let's begin with you. It really is remarkable to see how this industry has grown over these last couple of decades.
Oh, indeed. That's true, Tom. And thank you for having us today. I recalled on the drive down when I first arrived in Milwaukee in 1978, which is 2 years after the department was founded. I looked in the Yellow Pages. I don't know if people know what Yellow Pages is so much anymore, but there were listings for three companies related to film and video at that time. And things have certainly changed. The technology changed, and people's expectations have changed, and the accomplishments have made it happen along the way.
And here in Milwaukee, I mean, a lot of people, of course, I mentioned beer as part of our heritage, but, you know, we're also known for making tools and a lot of great big machines and cranes. And it seems that the film industry has sort of slipped in under the radar. A lot of people don't appreciate its scale here.
Well, there's some significant factors that have led to this happening. And I think one of them was the study that was initiated by Milwaukee Film, which led to the Milwaukee Filmmakers Alliance in 2016. And that led to this ICF report that you've cited that states that, indeed, the film industry and all the feeding industries is actually five times larger than the beverage industry. And there are $550 million worth of salaries each year in this industry, and it's growing. And, you know, we've seen it happen. I think our department has reflected that growth and has certainly fed into that growth. And I could, along the way, cite some examples that I think are representative of that.
And we're going to talk about some of those examples in just a minute, but I'd like to bring Steve into the conversation. Steve, first of all, welcome back to UWM, because it may surprise some of our listeners, but you actually are a product of UWM's film program.
That's right. I came here in, I believe, 1998 for the film program. I was a graduate student at the University of Chicago. I was actually originally a painter in a painting program, and a faculty member from UWM, from the film program, Cecilia Condit, was at the University of Chicago giving a talk and showing her work. I happened to be there, and I thought she was so interesting and such, just kind of like an amazing person. I thought any institution that will support this kind of an artist is the kind of institution I'd like to actually sort of like be a part of. And so I applied for graduate school and stuck around. Yeah, luckily.
Stuck around, and now you're going to be the chair or the head of the film program that you once were a student in.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
That's kind of weird. Very uncommon, too.
Very uncommon, weird, and I feel very fortunate to be able to work at such a great place in a city that I truly love. I came here not really expecting to stay. I didn't really know anything about Milwaukee. I wasn't interested in Milwaukee, but I landed here and met just an amazing group of artists and people, and I won't leave unless I have to.
Well, and you've had quite a career yourself since finishing the film program back in the early 2000s, and you're going to bring that professional experience here to the filmmaking program.
Absolutely. So I've been teaching here for many years, and I think what I bring to the program is I'm first and foremost an artist, and so when I'm working with my students, I'm expecting them to enter that world of risk-taking that artists do. And what they do with that after school is really up to them, but it's such a crucial kind of experience to think deeply about self, think about self in relation to the world, the wider world, and again, to take some risks.
The program itself is distinguished, I think, by the fact that as I've seen the program evolve, not only do students get a good appreciation for how to make films, but you also talk a lot about the theory, the motivation behind what it is you're putting on video or on film. Is that correct, Rob?
It is. I mean, we're looking at the individuals. We're a non-traditional film school in that we don't subdivide the students into various vocations. We, you know, a lot of places they go and study one thing or another, directing or cinematography and sound. At UWM, they study all of it. And we are looking to not just emphasize the technical skills, but certainly their creative skills, their thinking abilities, and their abilities to come up with things that haven't necessarily been done before.
Now, when students leave the program, of course, they can go in any number of ways. Give us an example, Steve, if you could, of the typical career path, or is there a typical career path for someone?
There is a typical career path, especially in the arts. I don't think there is a typical career path.
But we have seen some trends of late where it used to be maybe 20 years ago, if students wanted to get into the industry at all, they would head west and go to Los Angeles, or they'd go east to New York. More recently, they still do that, but there's a growing number of people who remain in Milwaukee and have really helped build the infrastructure here in this city.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about that infrastructure, because while you've got a wonderful program and facilities on the UWM Eastside campus per se, you now have another branch office. Can we describe it?
Yes, certainly, yes. Yeah, through the efforts of Milwaukee Film and Milwaukee Filmmakers Alliance, they acquired access to what's No Studios with that was sponsored by Chris Abele, or purchased by Chris Abele and John Ridley, the Oscar-winning producer, director, writer.
Of Nicolet High School, right?
I think Mequon.
Or Mequon, yes.
I think it was right. Mequon. But yes, we have some rooms on the third floor there, and the idea is, and we have our DocuWM, which is an outreach documentary production unit, where students are learning in a professional environment, doing work for nonprofits and some corporations. But it's growing, and we wanted to get them downtown, closer to where the action is, and they've responded very favorably. We've just started. We just moved in there partially in the beginning of the spring semester, but we'll be doing more in there in the future.
And just to give our listeners some perspective, this is one of the buildings in the old Pabst Brewery property, mm-hmm. not too far west, actually just a stone's throw away from the new Fiserv Forum.
That's right. Yeah, it's right next to the 43.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful space.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
So tell us what it's like to be a film student these days. You mentioned, Rob, that you try to give students exposure to all facets. If I'm walking into that program, what am I going to study first? Where do I start? Does somebody hand me a camera right away, or am I sitting in a classroom studying theory of filmmaking?
Actually, I think, unlike many other programs, our students get their hands on equipment really quickly. So they're making stuff pretty immediately upon coming to the program, doing all sorts of creative projects. Yeah.
Yeah, and that they expect to, too, rightly so. They've been making films probably, you know, for ever since they can remember walking. They've had access to equipment. They've had cameras. They've had their phones. I mean, they are just used to making films. And we've had to adjust ourselves accordingly. Our curriculum is constantly adjusting. When I arrived in 1978, part of the role of the university was as a repository of equipment. It was the only place people could go to get their hands on equipment, and it has changed very, very dramatically since that time.
Well, even the title of the department, the name of the department, is a bit of a misnomer, because although it's called the film department, in fact, the technology usually means today that you're not actually shooting on film, or you at least have many more options, correct?
Well, the technical name of the real name of the program now is the Department of Film, Video, Animation, and New Genres.
Yeah, it's a kind of all-encompassing title. But it's true, and there's a story in that as well. And when we first started equipping the department, we had a modest budget, and there really wasn't any video to speak of. There was, but it was very large and very expensive, very non-transportable at that time.
TV stations were the ones.
Yeah, it was essentially
video,
TV.
Big one or two
one inch. One inch, 2 inch format, yes. So, but TV stations at that time, in the late 70s, early 80s, they were moving out of film. And so, consequently, there was a surplus of 16-millimeter cameras on the market. And we bought every one we could get. And so we delayed our investment in video and went wholly into film and bought major pieces that still exist and are still in use to this day. And actually, it's something that makes our department unique in many ways, because there are no other programs that I know of in the country that are supporting 16 millimeter to the level that we're able to do. And that's basically because we invested early on and have maintained it over time.
Is the art different, shooting on video tape versus film or a digital format?
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, can I go backward for just a second? When you asked, like, what's the experience for a film student? What is it like to be a film student? So the department has really worked hard to create a really solid structure, a kind of overall experience for each film student, where one is constantly developing and redeveloping various technical skills, but also learning how to think more in more complex terms, how to think critically. And so in my class, one of my major sort of charges is to actually get my students to think anew, or to think strange, to actually to reorient oneself in relation to the familiar, so that they face the experience of growth, of broadening oneself through making film and video projects. So I teach a sound class where they think it's just going to be about learning how to record and edit sound, but it's actually a course about empathy, about learning how to listen fully, to be in full tune with the world around oneself.
And then take that skill and put it into the filmmaking, huh?
Into the filmmaking and into their experiences after school, wherever they may be.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. Good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujack, and joining us in the studio today are Rob Yeo. Rob is the current chair of the film department at UWM, and Steve Wetzel. Steve is just about to step into the role that Rob will give up after 21 years of leadership. And what 21 years those are. The film program, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, ranked as one of the top in the world. Hollywood Reporter, Variety, the Bibles, if you will, of the entertainment industry have identified UWM as a place where you may want to go if you want to be among the best. That's really, really an honor that others would lust after, Rob.
Well, it's a big boost for us, and we've certainly seen it reflected in the in our enrollment numbers during a time when most universities across the nation were seeing a downturn in enrollments. We went up over 50% from 2011. So we now have over 500 undergraduate students, and as well as our graduate program is like 526, to be exact.
That is remarkable.
It's pretty remarkable. It's kept us on our toes. But, you know, talking about a student experience, I'm thinking about some of our recent graduates and what a student coming to UWM would find the opportunity to live in what's called a living and learning community. And that's they're living on the same floor as up to, you know, 75 or 80 other film majors in the dormitory. And we found that people form very, very strong bonds and have gone all the way through their studies and then out into the world, and they form companies together, they're working together, they're doing productions together, and creating really interesting work that's showing up in festivals all over the country and certainly the Milwaukee Film Festival.
Are students, do you think, coming into the program hoping that their work will be at a film festival? Is that the ultimate goal, to be recognized by the industry for your work? Or are there others who come in? And Steve, you talked about helping people to think differently, helping them to experience the world differently. Is that enough for some of the students?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm sure some come in wanting to be directors and with the hopes of making work that, you know, has a life. But other people simply want to, you know, work in the industry. It's an exciting industry to, like, be a part of. My sense is that young people right now get really excited about collaboration, and this sort of making is fundamentally collaborative.
As you think about the entertainment industry, let's, you know, broaden, pull back a little bit. One reads today about how everybody and their brother and sister are trying to create programming. You hear a lot about the need to create new content as Disney begins to develop its own digital platform. Amazon, of course, with all of their offerings, Netflix, and so on. I read recently that the industry simply can't find enough content to put on all these different channels and digital platforms that have been created to draw eyeballs and obviously revenue with it. Do you see your students as an important part of that production process? Are they all going to find jobs when they graduate because of this big industry that continues to grow out?
Well, they're finding jobs, they're creating jobs, they're making their own jobs. One of the findings in that ICF study that you cited earlier was that there are many people who are not – that are known as they're independent contractors or freelancers. And when you start counting all of those, people who are working the equivalents of full-time jobs but as freelancers, they are keeping very busy, and they're creating work that's finding its way into distribution. And if you don't mind, I'd like to cite an example that I believe was kind of a landmark in the history of the department and the community as well. And that was when I first became chair, one of our graduate students, Chris Smith, had just finished was finishing his thesis project. And it was chosen for the Sundance Film Festival, which was, you know, no film had ever been chosen for a Sundance Film Festival up to that time. And it won the Grand Jury Award for Best Documentary that year, and it was picked up by Sony, distributed throughout the world. And when it premiered in Milwaukee, it was at the Oriental Theater. And Chris and his producer, Sarah Price, they donated very generously. They donated the proceeds or the admission, the ticket revenue from that screening to the film program. And that became the start of what is now an endowment in and our first scholarship. So we were able to now award a couple incoming scholarship or incoming freshman scholarships each year. Now, Chris settled in Milwaukee, opened, bought property, opened a studio, a business, started hiring people, and has since then, you know, he's made a he's got a very large portfolio of commercial work and also feature documentaries and narratives as well. So that is one of the examples of how, you know, how this industry is built, right? People, you know, they come to Milwaukee, they're drawn by the possibility of becoming a creative. They receive training, they meet other people, they find a place here, and they find employment, and they stay, and they produce new work. A more recent story, a graduate from 2014, Carol Brandt, since age 20, she's already produced 4 feature films, the last of which was selected and premiered at South by Southwest in 2018, and now it's still being distributed around the country.
Got to make you feel very proud to know that you were connected with their career development.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's thrilling, really, to see the accomplishment.
Also, animation. We've been talking about film, but we have to give a shout out to what has also been noted to be one of the best animation programs around, Steve.
Yeah, it's a relatively new program, and there's a ton of talent inside of it, and we're currently looking to add some new faculty to the program. But there's a lot of exciting things happening with animation for sure, and I think it's noteworthy that we take on all sorts of animation. We do stop motion, traditional 2D animation, and we're looking to branch out into more 3D animation. Mm-hmm.
You also have an Academy Award winner who came through the program, Jim Riegel.
Jim Riegel, he came through, touched base with us early on, and he was a 1977 graduate. He's technically an art major. He was a painter, but he started taking film courses with our faculty at the time of the newly formed department. So, and he cites them as being very influential in his decision to move west, and led to him winning 3 Academy Awards for his work on special effects with Lord of the Rings.
And continues to be productive doing other big blockbuster Hollywood movies.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Godzilla, I think, was.
Yeah, Godzilla was
on that list.
The recent one?
No, not the latest one, yeah. One before.
There will always be a new Godzilla movie. We can count on that.
I just saw it.
What about film history? Do you folks look back and encourage your students to look at the great motion pictures before?
Absolutely.
And this is coming. This question is coming from someone who's a Turner Classic Movie.
Oh yeah.
Fanatic. I drive my wife nuts because given a choice, I will look at an old film noir.
You have a favorite?
Just the cheesiest possible ones you can find.
Yeah.
Usually a detective trying to crack a case.
No, absolutely. We encourage our students to look at all sorts of work to find inspiration, to find models for their own thinking and making. We're known as an experimental film program, but the fact is that we're all just really interested in all kinds of film and time-based art making. And we want our students to to have as kind of pluralist, diverse take on the possibility of film and video making.
I know that we have a lot of listeners who are film fans, and in fact, that's probably one of the reasons why the Milwaukee Film Festival has continued to grow over the years. There are a lot of people who love movies. What opportunities are there for our WUWM listeners to see the product of students who are in the Peck School of the Art program?
Well, I know that the Milwaukee Film Festival yearly has a Milwaukee screening that features just tons of our students, right, Rob?
Yeah, both our students and alums and faculty and
staff. That's a real showcase.
Yeah, it's gone from being one night of the festival to two full nights plus other nights when there are features and shorts and works of all sorts that are products of the UWM film program.
And then we have a senior screening every semester, and that's also a really huge social event. I mean, the Union Theater is just packed for the exciting event.
Yeah, there's literally hundreds of new works that are produced every semester. There's also a juried student film festival that occurs at the end of every semester. We just completed version number 76. And as Steve mentioned, there's one night or two nights or even three nights of senior screenings where each of our students does a capstone project, which is their thesis film.
And then there's a Microlights, which is a local micro cinema created by a faculty member. It's co-run by faculty members. That they just had a festival that featured many student works from our department.
So if you want to see them, go to uwm.edu, Peck School of the Arts, and they can take a look at the calendar for upcoming screenings.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, just a bit of time left here. Your vision for moving the film program forward as Rob now hands the reins over to you.
Oh, I think this seems like we just keep building on past successes and we'll continue to serve the community in the ways that we always have, while sticking to our core missions regarding the development of critical, sharp thinkers. We're going to continue to sort of like develop with new technologies and I see the path seems clear in terms of continuing to build on our past successes. Yeah.
Well, and Rob, as you wrap up, any closing thoughts or observations on your two decades of leading this program to the top?
I think mostly I'm looking forward to what's next. I think that it's a very exciting time here. I think there's proven support and excitement within the community for the work that we're doing in our department, and I just look forward to seeing the new products, the new productions as they come out.
And I suspect our listeners will be the beneficiaries of this because they'll be seeing the work of your students as those students become professionals and develop their own careers and perhaps start their own companies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's for sure.
The circle continues.
Yes.
Gentlemen, thanks very much. Fascinating conversation about UWM's film program, one of the top film programs in the world. That's all for this week's edition of UWM Today. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next week. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today with host Tom Lujack, the weekly program where you get to meet the people behind one of America's top research universities, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Playing a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Learn more at uwm.edu.